We'll work our way into the July 2nd, 2010 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is The Rain Report, available as a weekly podcast and download from therainreport.com. I am Byron Lee, KC9EEK. While the economy has improved some for some people, many folks today are still searching for new jobs and new careers. Being a licensed ham operator may be more helpful than you once thought in achieving that new career. Just ask Steve Mendelson, W2ML, and Bob Heil, K9EID, both of whom credit their involvement in ham radio early on as contributing mightily to their professional careers. Both spoke during the 2010 Newsline Town Hall meeting held at the Dayton Hamvention this past May.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Steve Mendelson, W2ML. I am a Navy cryptologist, former Navy cryptologist, broadcast operations engineer, and design engineer. I've designed two generations of Monday Night Football trucks, and I'm a frequency coordinator, an NFL frequency coordinator that works with the New York Jets. Additionally, I've been a frequency coordinator for the Pope's visit to Yankee Stadium. And any of you that remember the presidential debates of 2008, I was the frequency coordinator for that to make sure that nobody could actually hear the candidates. How did all this come about? Only one way, amateur radio. Most of you are saying, okay, but what's that got to do with me? Well, I want to introduce you to a brand new term, one that was invented by children called network. Or was it the National Traffic System 75 years ago? Ham radio operators are very, very good at networking. If you're out of a job, I'd like to recommend the following. Number one, ask the people in your radio club what they do for a living. Number two, ask around at your church or synagogue. Or if you're an atheist, get on 80 meters and ask them. One of the things that I have always enjoyed is a CUSO in which somebody will say, yeah, name here is Bill. I'm running an FT2000, a 75-foot antenna. I ask them to look out their window and tell me what they see. Getting people talking is something that is very important if you're out of a job. Go and talk to people. Or for that matter, if you want to take that job and make that job even better, get on the internet. Yes, no, not for that. I see everybody smiling. Get on the internet and start talking to people in ham radio chat rooms. Get on QRZ.com. Social networking sites, Facebook, Twitter. Don't Twitter your name. Steve at W2ML will get you a lot of responses from other people. You're out of a job, what do? You go down to the local unemployment office? No. Start talking to hams in your local broadcast station. Start talking to hams that are with the phone company. One of the things I highly recommend is the Society of Broadcast Engineers website. They have job listings all over the country. What's the common point that everybody looks for? That ham radio license. Many industries would never have started, including, I might add, a thing called the internet. All of you know that the internet depends heavily on something called TCP/IP. Everybody has an IP address, Terminal Control Program Using Internet Protocol. You all know where it came from? It came from packet radio years ago. Eric Skase, K3NA, is here at Dayton. Phil Karn, KA9Q. The two of them got together and invented TCP/IP. And I understand the internet has blossomed ever since. Personally, I don't go anywhere near it. Go to your local broadcast station. Hang out with some of the engineers. Go to business websites. If you're thinking of going into a different line of business, go to a website for a couple of companies. Every one of these websites has a tab called If You'd Like to Work With Us. What I can say for myself, before I even wrote this long speech, I went and talked to people in the telephone company, for Comcast Cable, for Direct Satellite Company, went to a number of two-way radio shops, and everybody said the same thing. Look around. We're all near retirement age. So any of you who are under 50 years old, if you want to change hobbies, do I have good news for you? My point is, there are many, many opportunities for people to change jobs, to change hobbies, but ham radio is the linking thing for everything. I will tell you that the thing to be most proud of when you apply for a job, put down your ham radio license. In my case, when I got out of the Navy, actually when I came into the Navy as an intercept operator, I was hired by W2HD, Harry Daniels. When I got out of the Navy, the gentleman next door to me was a very active DXer, and on the side, I think it was on the side, he also was the video operator for the Ed Sullivan Show. It was always hard to tell which the hobby and which the work was. Because as most of us know, including W8IXY, who I was speaking with just moments ago, ham radio is both a hobby and an avocation. And I highly recommend that you use your hobby to get yourself a job if you don't have one. If you have one, come to Dayton, spread your resume around. Go to NAB, spread your resume around. Wear a call sign badge. I have to admit, one of the great things in life, I go to Jets games, and I am actually down on the field, working with the coach communications, coach to coach, coach to quarterback. I wear my call sign badge. It is amazing who will come over to you and talk to you, including at the playoffs last year, one of the wide receivers for the Cincinnati Bengals, about 7'8", 900 or 1,000 pounds. You don't want to get in this guy's way. Come over, stuck his hand out, gave me his W8 call sign, said he, next to football, it was the thing he was most proud of. I thought that was cool. He was playing the Jets. I don't remember his name at all. Two of the people you'll wander around with in the flea market. One gentleman who recently retired, Admiral Red. I don't know if any of you know who that is. He is the former head of the 6th Fleet. And he's wandering around with a new retiree, a W-4 two-letter call. I didn't get the two-letter call. My head was swimming when I found out he was the recently N-4OC. Thank you. Recently retired assistant to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. These guys used ham radio to get places. If you're looking for a job or you're thinking of it, wear that call sign badge very proudly. It's probably your key to a new job. I've got to say, this is really nice to see that we have some people who are below 50 here. Because in my business, one of the things that we have talked about is there is no follow-on. I work for the ABC Television Network. We do all kinds of good stuff, except one thing. We can't attract people. Because getting into maintenance, which it's not a good job. A little overtime, you do $100,000 a year. But we are looking for people. You can't find them out there. Everybody wants to be an internet guru. Well, guess what? Somebody's got to fix the monitors. Somebody's got to fix the video switchers. Somebody's got to fix the analog audio equipment. Because the last time I looked, all the users remain analog. Could I see a show of hand of all the people that can hear digital audio? Yeah, that's what I thought. We're analog animals. The television is an analog device. If you're thinking of going into broadcasting, boy, do they need you. Doesn't matter where you live in America. Other than that, have a wonderful time at the Ham Fest. People in Dayton love you. Thank you.
You're listening to our first excerpt from the 2010 Newsline Town Hall Meeting Forum held this past May during the Dayton Hamvention. The first speaker was Steve Mendelson, W2ML, who has made a career out of frequency coordination. Up next, we'll hear from the man with the golden microphones, Bob Heil, K9EID. Forum Chair Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, will introduce Bob after this 10-second break for station identification. This is The Rain Report, coming to you from www.therainreport.com.
Another person who really needs no introduction, but he started out as a kid ham, like I did, and like a lot of the speakers you're going to hear today did. From his experiments as a youngster, getting his license, getting on the air, working with antennas, working with audio equipment, he now is one of the premier manufacturers of microphones and audio peripherals, Bob Heil, K9EID. Bob? And this is a Heil mic.
Absolutely. We want to be able to hear. Articulation is golden. Greetings, everybody. It's always great to be in front of my ham radio buddies because this is where I learned it all. Coming up here was a funny little story. I'm talking to a guy, maybe he's in the room, young guy. He'd been a ham for a few years. He said, "Boy, we got this new program." He says, "I put it in my computer and you dial it all up." And he says, "You can talk to the moon. You can bounce signals off the moon. It's really amazing. You just dial up, your antennas move there and your receivers go to the right frequency." So that's really cool. I said, "You know, we did that in 1960. "Oh, really? You'd bouncing off the moon in 1960? I said, "Yeah, I had a 128 element antenna that we put up. Had two prop pitch motors from a B-29, one to rotate it this way or on that way." And I'm explaining this to him. Built one of the first single sideband 2 meter kilowatt stations, single sideband now, in 1958. I'm 18 years old. I learned this from a CBS engineer that I met on the air. I said, I was doing that. And this is really great. And this is just how he said it when he came back to me. He said, "Well, then, let's see. What kind of a computer program did you use in 1960? "Oh, I guess you didn't have a computer in 1960. No, no. "Well, how did you find the moon?" I said, "That was pretty simple. I walked outside and I looked up where the moon was." Well, "How'd you get your antennas there?" I said, "Well, I had these two prop pitch motors and you just moved it until you heard the noise of the receiver come up. Hello." Oh, we've gone a long, long way. We've come a very long way. But it was those early experiments for me that meant so much. Phased all those antennas, and then I got into dipoles and phasing dipoles and delaying one of the dipoles so that my signal would go east or west. It's how a Yagi works. I'm always amazed. Hams have all these antennas and they don't exactly know how they work. It's simple. It's very simple. It's all done with delay. Phasing. You take two signals out of phase, bingo, you got nothing. Put them in phase, you gain 3 dB. And here we come later in years when my wonderful friend Joe Walsh, WB6ACU, sat me down in his kitchen about 6 years ago and said, "You're going to have to do something with this microphone." And he holds up this ball mic that he's been using forever. And I hadn't paid attention. I said, "What's wrong with it?" He said, "It sounds terrible. It doesn't sound like your microphones. It doesn't have articulation. Build it right for me." So I did. The other thing I did is applied that delay, that phasing situation. And for the first time, we have a microphone. 40 dB. You want me to do that again? I had a guy yesterday accuse me of having a micro switch in my microphone. I said, "This is not a Krustenak, buddy. This is science. I have it out of phase 180 degrees. I learned how to do that from ham radio." "No, I don't want anything from the back." When Joe is singing with the Eagles, there's a monitor right here, coming right up here. Microphone doesn't even know it's there. In the broadcast industry, we've got over 1,000 radio stations. It's tossed out all of their old REs and stuff because they now have a microphone that's richer sounding and has 40 dB of rear. They don't hear all this nonsense in the studio. How did I learn all that? And I love it. When I get into these rehearsal halls and all these engineering guys come to me, "Wow, well, what college did you go to? What's your degree in?" And I love it because my answer is amateur radio. And they go, no. "What school did you go to? Where'd you go? Did you go to MIT? "No, I barely got out of high school." Well, how did you learn this? Ham radio. "What the heck has that got to do with this?" It has everything to do with it because I was so passionate, and I still am, about building and experimenting, and I learned all these things from antennas. I look at this just like an antenna. All the engineers that are doing the big things with all the big companies, they got their white coats. Now they're sitting in China designing all this crap. Go out in the pickup trucks and learn it right. That's the whole deal. This is an antenna. "What? What are you talking about?" Frequency response. You know, does it go from 160 to 10 meters? Well, this one goes a little wider. It has great pattern. When I direct it that way, I want it right here. I don't want it anywhere else. And when I point my antenna to California from Illinois, I don't want to hear New York. What did I just describe? An antenna? The microphone. And it was through that, the unique way of applying ham radio to this industry, that we are just blowing everybody away. We got over 90 artists. Stevie Wonder, to the latest one was Carrie Underwood. And it's so fascinating because It was this hobby that taught me how to do it, and it's this hobby that's changing the microphone world. And thanks to all of you that's helped me get here, because I talk to a lot of you guys and gals on the air at night. I'm on the air almost every night. Even if I'm not home, I got a little remote that I dial up my laptop. I don't want to be away from my ham radio, and it's so, so cool. But I hope all of you have the same enjoyment. I hope you have the same passion. I hope you continue to have that passion, because it never goes away with me. I haven't grown up yet because I don't know what I want to do when I get big, but I'm working on it. But I really appreciate your time. And anytime you need me, bob@hylesound.com. I try to answer all my emails. People, it's amazing. You call me on the phone. Wow, you answered your own phone. Well, we will not allow in our plant an answering machine. You don't have to push one for this or two for that. When it rings, I'll answer it, or somebody will answer. It's really fun. Kind of different, though, isn't it? Yeah, right. But I appreciate everybody's indulgence in this hobby to keep it growing. We've got to keep this growing, and it is growing. That's the fun part. I really love it. Come by and see us, and we'll talk some more about ham radio.
The thoughts and voice of ham radio's audio guru, Bob Heil, K9EID, excerpted from the 2010 Newsline Town Hall meeting held during the Dayton Hamvention this past May. We heard from Steve Mendelson, W2ML, and Bob Heil, K9EID. More from this popular forum next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2010. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for all those connected with Rain, including its founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you all a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com